Much content whizzing around out there, there's only one storytelling platform that helps you keep calm and stay informed and inspired. Flipboard. Flipboard curates the world's stories so that you can be smarter in your work, life, and play. Choose from thousands of topics to personalize Flipboard and get the latest stories from the best publishers and experts delivered to you 24/7. I'm
right, welcome to the 10-7 Live Show. This is episode number 7. I am your host, AJ Jones. This episode is really near and dear to me. And the reason why it's near and dear to me is because for several years, throughout media, Hollyweird, that's code for Hollywood, Hollyweird, the mass media, they've been out to push this agenda about black men and black men being gay and this and that and whatever. And this is okay, let's just cut to it. All right. Singer, actor, playwright, Billy Porter. Everybody knows he's a gay black man. All right. This dude damn near broke the internet simply by wearing a pseudo tuxedo gown-ish thingy to the Oscars on the red carpet. I mean, I heard, you know, the responses that I heard was very, very mixed, you know, from black women. Oh, girl, he slayed it. He slayed it. He did that. He wore that. To other females being like, what the heck is he doing? What in the heck does he have on? To dudes, you know, like, for real? Really? Seriously, dude? You just set us back. You really, really set us back. Now, for regular straight brothers like me who really aren't into fashion per se, that's wired, you know, to be manly, you know what I mean? To be a man, you know, that's wired, hardwired this way, you know, the way we were created, I find what he did and also saying why he did it very, very disrespectful for this reason. He's basically saying, he's literally, now, he's totally forgetting the context in which he's speaking. He's speaking as a gay black man, for one. And he's saying, oh, you can be feminine where it still wear a dress. And he lost, like, did you really just say that? Not only are you gay, but you're very, very feminine, but you're saying, oh, you could be masculine and wear a dress, as if to say you're very masculine in that dress. No, dude, you sound like a straight female. Like, you did the pre-show. I actually, to do my research for my notes on this podcast, I literally watched the pre, I totally did not know he did the pre-show until somebody told me. And then I end up finding out in an interview about Glenn Close's, he was interviewing somebody during the pre-show, and then he said something. And so she had like a little response that went viral or whatever. So I watched the pre-show, and I'm like, dude, like, if somebody says something negative about him, like, I can't back him up. Like, I really can't. Like, I can't do it. Can't do it. I'm sorry. I'm just talking black man to black man. I can't stand up for you, dude. So, this guy is this dude. And then he did an interview with Vogue magazine. And in his interview with Vogue, he comes out and says, I've always wanted to wear a gown. Think about what he just said. He said, I've always wanted to wear a gown. He wanted to challenge the status quo in fashion. Now, I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't think there's a such thing as the status quo in fashion. I just think people literally just want to do whatever they want to do. But in order for them to do that, they feel like they have to go above and beyond to draw attention to themselves while they're quote unquote doing it. And I'm gonna be honest with you, like, I'm 6'5", 250 plus. I already have to shop big and tall. Now, I'm gonna be honest with you, I don't want to have to shop in the women's section for clothes because that's not how I'm built. That's not what I'm about. That's not what I'm about, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, when he's saying what he's saying, I'm like, dude, that's something that you have always wanted to do. I mean, anytime anybody says, like, okay, just to put into context, he's a homosexual black male. He's a gay black male. He's saying he's always wanted to wear a gown. And he did it. Now, my whole thing was, okay. And then what really ticked me off is what he said later. He said, I want to be a political piece of art. Holy. And that hit me kind of deep. And the reason why it hit me kind of deep, we already know that the government has launched an all-out assault on the black male community. We already know that, you know, and the media and Hollywood, the news media and Hollywood help out with that. Like this hits on so many different levels. And so it's bad. And then to take it another step, you have the fashion industry helping push this, because he talks about being in Fashion Week, going to Spain. I see a bunch of genderless men walking around in dresses and skirts. Like, first of all, you don't live in Spain. You live in freaking America. You from Pittsburgh, dude. Yes, I did change accent. I sure did. Yes, I did. Like, dude, you from Pittsburgh, man. Like, even my homeboys from Oakland, California. Like, we not, and here's what's ticking me off. He's saying all this stuff about dudes wearing dresses. Kanye made that mistake. Kirk Franklin has done it. Now, I'm going to be real, real honest with you. Like, dudes wearing dresses is not going to fly with the general, with most dudes. Like, that's not how we're wired. It's not how we're wired. You're pretty much trying to push an abnormality in society that's between 10 to 15% of the male population tops. You're trying to push that on the 85 to 90% majority? Dude, that don't make sense at all. Like, stop. Like, you are pushing. I'm like, you're really, really, really reaching. And my whole thing is, he was saying what he was saying as if he was basically saying this as if there are several million gay men in Hollywood or several million gay men that just want to wear dresses because they always want, like, no, man, when I grew, growing up, me and my brother, you know, we come from a military family. Growing up, we used to play army with our homeboys next door. We know BB guns, pop guns, cap guns. You know what I'm saying? We'll be outside for hours shooting, pow, 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 hiding, ducking. You know what I'm saying? We'll be on two different teams. When we grew up, all we wanted to do was play army. My brother, you know, he'll call himself the Colonel. He's Colonel Jones. I thought it was cool. Hey, Captain Jones. I just thought that was cool. He was the Colonel. I was Captain. You know what I'm saying? You know, we playing army with our friends. You know, we shooting at each other, throwing fake grenades. In the summertime, it was water balloons, you know, but you get what I'm trying to say. You know, we wanted to be army. And that actually manifested itself. Now, mind you, I grew up in a normal neighborhood with normal kids for the most part. You know what I'm saying? Now, he's like I said, in this interview, he said, I've always wanted to wear a gown. Now, he's clearly wired totally different from most of the guys I know, how me and my brother was wired. He's definitely not wired like my dad. Definitely not. My dad's solid. Uncle Perry, solid. Uncle Charlie, solid. Like Uncle Drew, solid. My man, pots and pans. He's wired differently. He is wired differently. Like, I'm sorry, but wearing a dress is the last thing on any dude's mind. Now, if he's wired like I'm wired, if there's a love interest in his life that happens to be a woman, he's trying to figure out a way how to get that woman out the dress. But that's a whole nother episode. Now, it's almost like my whole thing is he's basically speaking everything in a context as if we are wired just like him. Like, how he is wired is normal. Like, no, dude. You wanting to wear gowns and me and my brother wanting to play army, we're wired two different ways, bro. Like, that's not going to fly. Billy Porter, you can't say stuff like this. And here's why you can't say stuff like this. What you say is very, very, very dangerous. Because you're dealing with a lifestyle that is quote unquote not normal, but you have the media and the government and Hollywood backing you, trying to push your lifestyle as a social norm, but it's still not normal. No matter how you shake and stuff, you might have all the laws and you have all these different things to protect you, but it still does not make what you do or say normal. And disclaimer, I do not support the lifestyle, nor am I bashing the lifestyle, nor do I condone the lifestyle. Here's my stance. Who you love is your business. But when you make the lifestyle in which who you celebrate, you love, and that lifestyle is not normal, and I'm forced to dumb down how I'm wired to make you feel normal, then we have a problem. Because then you're telling me I can't be a man around you because you don't feel like a man when you're walking around normal people like me. We're wired totally different. Now, fashion, the mainstream news media, and Hollyweird, better known as Hollywood for the better part of almost 100 years, they are going out of their way to emasculate the black man. And then you have opportunists like Kanye West who have a clothing line, and then almost 3 years ago, he came out wearing a skirt. And then shortly after that, Kirk Franklin wore a skirt to one of the award ceremonies. Now, I'm being real, real honest. I have been a big fan of both, but when both of those guys did that, like, I kind of lost respect for them. And that's hard. I'm like, for me to lose respect for you, like, if, like, I'm an artist myself, and I've always loved Kirk's creativity in gospel, Kanye's creativity in hip hop. Like, them, like, both of those guys are some bad, like, them some bad boys. Them dudes got it. You know what I'm saying? Like, they have the ability to do something nobody else can. And you know what I'm saying? And then they have influence that's crazy powerful. And then knowing you have a crazy powerful influence within your community, you pull a stunt and you wear a dress. Like you literally just confused several kids. And my whole thing as an artist, what you do is really, really big, because as an artist, I'm just being honest. As an artist, you have a responsibility anytime you do what you do, because there's people watching you. And when you have little boys, teenage young men and young adults, young male adults watching you, and you have an influence over them and by what they say, do, and think, because they're listening to your music and they're watching your every move on social media and on TV, like, you have a responsibility. And Billy Porter has just taken that and threw that up in the air as if nothing. It's like, hey, it's all about me right now. I'm this, 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 and this, and I'm going to toss away masculinity. And I have a problem with that. I have a problem with that. You're not just going to toss masculinity to the side. Because number one, God created men to be the protectors and providers of the household. I don't mean to get biblical, but that's what we were created to do. We were protectors and providers. That's what we do. That's what makes a man a man. If a woman can't feel protected with you, then there's something wrong. That's just honest God truth. But man, Billy Porter doing his thing, and then, you know, it's like he had a precursor leading up to it. And then to make matters worse on this whole gay agenda thing, Jussie Smollett just pulled some mess last week. It was almost like he's stirring the pot. Because during his whole situation, at first it was about, oh, it was all about him being a black man. Then it was all about being a gay black man. Then it was all about him being gay. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, like, he literally just rode Jussie Smollett's coattail. The only difference was, he just came out and wore a dress to promote himself, to draw attention to himself. I mean, that's all for right now. We're going to come back to you in a few minutes. We'll be back after these messages. Yeah, this is AJ Jones. This is the 10-7 Live Show. We're back. This is part two. This is the Billy Porter Talks Masculinity While Wearing a Dress episode. This is episode 7 from season 1. So we left off with the whole fashion and Hollywood agenda, you know. As far as, you know, the black man and the black community being emasculated. Billy Porter had an amazing amount of support with him doing what he did. There were certain females, oh my goodness, he did that. He slayed, he killed. And that really bothered me, and it bothered me for this reason. The females of this younger generation don't really have an idea of what they're supporting. And basically, this younger generation of females are quick to support a gay black male in anything that they do, but for those few good black males who were out there busting their chops, doing what they got to do to survive and taking care of their business, they're very, very quick to call those men the B word, the word that they don't like to be called. But yet and still, in some circles in the black community, a black woman calling another black woman the B word, I'm referring to the B-I-T-C-H word, is a sign of endearment between two females for whatever reason. But let a black male or any male call that black woman a B, she either gonna fight that dude or get some dude to fight that dude. You know what I'm saying? But you'll support this guy right here, but you'll call this dude a B over here. Like, you gotta pick your, like, you for real gotta pick your battles, because some of these battles are not making sense. Like, I understand that a lot of gay men go through scrutiny, but that scrutiny, for the most part, comes with the territory, because that lifestyle isn't normal. It's not. Now, do I hate my friends who just happen to be gay? No. And a lot of them know where I stand. And a lot of my friends that just happen to be gay know where I stand. Like, a lot of my gay friends, well, I know a couple of my gay friends, they are really, really, put it this way, when they're around me, you know what I'm saying? They don't do that extra, and plus, they're not the type to be extra flamp. They're not the type to be flamboyant, if you get what I'm saying. When you hear, you know what I'm saying? And that's something that you see a lot of young, I work in a high school. I see a lot of young men, black, white, Hispanic, whatever. These young men walk around as if they are females. They talk, walk, and act as if they are female, but they are males. Does it bother me? Yes, it does. Can I say anything? No, because I might lose my job. Now, if an opportunity ever came across, I came across them after they didn't graduate high school and I just happened to see them on the street, please believe I'm like, yo, little brother, let me talk to you. I need to talk to you about something. This is real important. You might see it as something small, but it's really, really big. This ain't about you. This ain't about me, but it's community. This ain't about you. It ain't about me, but it's about community. You know what I'm saying? How you, what you do and how you do it, it affects everybody. And here's why it affects everybody. Number one, if your homegirl has a kid and it just happens to be his son, she's going to have some conflict in raising him because you're what she sees as a positive male. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these youngsters always want to be right and never told they're wrong. And Billy Porter is furthering that narrative. He's furthering that narrative, and that's not a good look at all by any stretch of the imagination. Like that, and you know, that agenda that, you know, let's, like about 3-4, I would say 2014 to now, with all the shows that are out, like, perfect example, How to Get Away with Murder, Power, Empire. What's another show? It just seemed like any black show that has come out since that time, like, you could see that it was like a homosexual agenda was pushed. It was pushed through the show. I could never, like, I tried to watch Empire. I tried to. But ironically, Jussie Smollett's character, I just couldn't do it. Like, to this day, I cannot get past episode 3 or 4 of the first season of Empire. I can't do it. I can't do it. And then How to Get Away with Murder. Look, the little skinny white guy, like, he's banging dudes to get information on his cases. Like, I'm literally sitting and I'm like, and at the time I'm watching this show, like, me, I was a criminal justice major, and I love, like, mystery shows, you know what I'm saying? But I'm watching this show, but, like, I really can't fully enjoy the show because of what this one character is doing. And the young lady I was dating who actually put me on to the show, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's just sitting there eating popcorn, watching the show, like, yo, this is dope. This is freaking normal. I'm like, nah, son. Can't do it. Like, what? Like, no. Like, I couldn't do it. Like, nothing in me could, I just couldn't do it. Just nothing in me could just, you know what I'm saying? Nothing in me I just couldn't let my guards down to watch that show. I couldn't do it. To this day, it is one of my favorite shows to watch, but I literally, now, however, I did watch the first full season. I had to backtrack episode. Like, as I'm watching the episode, I'm literally speeding through the nasty scenes, quote unquote. You know what I'm saying? I'm speeding through that to get to, you know what I'm saying? I've got to, I literally, like it's one of my favorite shows, but at the same time, I feel kind of bad that I can't even enjoy the show because of that. That's the narrative that Hollywood fashion and the mainstream media trying to push. And then you got the LGBT community. They jumping down anybody's throat if anybody has anything to say. And like I said, I'm not bashing anybody in that lifestyle. I'm just, this is just straight education. And it's fact. Everything that I'm saying can be backed up. Now, in his interview with Vogue, Billy Porter says he wants to be a political piece of art. And that's a very, very strong statement, if you really sit and think about it. And he has no idea how strong he made it when he said that, because that further solidified that the government is pushing this agenda to emasculate the black man in the black community. And he has no idea how valid he made that point. He has no idea how valid a point he made when he said that. Oh my goodness, he has no idea. Like, when he said that, he pretty much turned the earth on its ear. Like, it is scary almost. It like I said, it is scary to even think that, you know, this dude is just talking. I mean, He's just talking. But at the same time, at the very same time, he's just thinking, okay, I'm gonna shut the internet down with wearing this dress, and I'm gonna say why I did it, and this is going to promote me. And I'm gonna be real, real honest with you, like, the LGBTQ community is not even about, quote unquote, equality. No, it's never been about equality. Now, if it's all about attention and exposure, and that's what he got from wearing his dress on that runway. And then to go further and say, oh, a man could wear a dress and still be masculine. I'm telling you right now, growing up as a young boy, growing up into my teenage years, the worst thing I'm gonna be real honest with you. When I was little, I had a homegirl named Tasha. Stayed across the street from me. And when we first moved to the neighborhood, her mom and my mom played on the same softball team. They were cool people together. And we would go over to Natasha's house and play. And she had this huge dollhouse. And she'd be like, yo, let's play house. And then one time she messed up and was like, all right, let's play house. I'm going to be the daddy. You're going to be the mama. You put this dress on. No. So I literally walked out of her room and then walked back in. You know, my mom went back across the street for something. I went with my mom. I brought a couple of my toys from the house to her house. And then she got a little upset because I wasn't playing with her. You know, I had my little G.I. Joe. She had Barbies. So We compromised. We had a G.I. Joe and Barbie fight. It was great. It lasted for hours. She wasn't even mad at me no more for not wearing a dress. G.I. Joe and Barbie had a fight. And then she was really mad at my brother because, and she was mad at both me and my brother because she, you know, we, neither one of us wanted to put on the dress. I'll never forget. It was two different colors of pink. It was like a carnation pink sheer. It was a sheer dress. It was carnation pink and like a neon pink. You know what I'm saying? And so Tasha got mad. She for real got mad. But like I said, I went across the street to the house with my mom, got a couple toys from the house, brought a bunch of G.I. Joes, and we had it out. Like, we had a Barbie and G.I. Joe fight. Okay, her Barbies was taller than our G.I. Joes, but our G.I. Joes was tough. She knew what was up. And we had He-Man. So they had tag team partners. So it was a good thing. You know what I'm saying? I thought because we wasn't gonna have those dresses on, that she was just gonna be mad with us and she wasn't gonna be our friends or whatever. And like we had a pretty good relationship. We was cool until she moved. Her family ended up moving, and you know, I think I was first grade when they moved, when Tasha and her family moved. But it's really, really like to push that agenda on with this generation of males is coming up. Like a lot of these generation of males are so preoccupied with other stuff, they don't even see what's going on, don't even understand it. Now, mind you, like I said, when I say these young males, I'm talking ages 11 through like 19. I'm going to say 11 through 21. They in their own world. They don't even really get it yet. But from age 10 to 2, those are the ones that's actually seeing this stuff and don't understand it, and they're going to be confused. That's why this is so dangerous. Billy Porter, like Lee Daniels, them some dangerous people. The narratives that they push, the narratives they're trying to push and put out. Like, I'm sorry. No, that stuff is not going to fly. You are not going to make regular men tone themselves down so you can feel normal. No. You made a choice. You got to live with the ramifications of that choice. Everything you deal with, now nobody deserves to be hated on by any stretch of the imagination. But when you take something that is not normal and then force it on people as a norm, you are going to face resistance, point blank, period. People resist to change, especially when the change doesn't make sense and doesn't apply to them. You're taking something that's within a small percentage of the general pop and then force that on the other majority of that. Okay, you're taking something that's probably effective to maybe 10% of the male population, 15 at the most. 20 if you're talking about guys that's not sure. So you're taking 85, you're talking 80, 85, 90%. You're taking something that only affects to the 20. And then you're trying to tell the 80, 85, 90%, yo, this is the norm. This is what we're going to rock. It's not going to happen. Not gonna happen. If God blesses me with a son, I will raise him like my dad raised me. Goodness gracious. Like, we really need the men in the community to step up. But before that could even happen, we need the men in the church to step up. Because they haven't stepped up in a while. They haven't stepped up since, man, April 5th, 1968. It's been a while, bruh. It's been a while. Men have not really stood. I mean, you had the Million Man March, then you had the Million Black Man March. On, you know, I mean, goodness gracious, like, men got to step up. But at the same time, if more men, but to piggyback on men stepping up, if more men stood up, this wouldn't even be an issue. This wouldn't even be an issue. That's all I have right now. Please stay tuned for the next podcast. This is 10-7 Live. There will be another podcast later on in the week. I will keep you updated. But at the same time, this is a listener-supported podcast. Please support by following the link of the show. And please link in and listen and things of that nature. Share this podcast with your homies, your friends, your family, and everything. But this is all for right now. I'm AJ Jones, and this is the 10-7 Live Show, and I'm out. Peace.